From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is defending his economic policy, but acknowledges that the nation is not where it needs to be.
My goal here is not to try to convince you that everything's where it needs to be. It's not. Mm-hmm. That's why I ran for president. But what I am saying is that we're moving in the right direction.
The president told skeptics at a town hall-style meeting hosted by CNBC today that partisan bickering is standing in the way of further progress.
The rhetoric and the politicizing of so many decisions that are out there has to be toned down. We've got to get back to working together. And my hope is, and this is part of my job as leader, it's not just a matter of implementing good policies, but also setting a better tone.
The president later told a fundraiser in Philadelphia that unlimited funding on campaign ads by special interest groups will be a challenge for Democratic candidates this fall. An economic forecast shows that Colorado faces a $1 billion budget shortfall in the coming year. Benta Berkland from Rocky Mountain Community Radio says higher education is especially vulnerable to deep cuts.
Funding for colleges and universities is the largest discretionary part of the state's budget. That leaves educators bracing for huge cuts next year. Chairman of the Joint Budget Committee, Democratic State Representative Mark Ferrandino, says it's too early to say how much money will be cut.
We're going to see impacts on higher education, on class sizes. We're going to look for ways to find efficiencies within the government.
Colorado voters are also considering three ballot initiatives this fall that would cut taxes and fees and ban the state from borrowing money. If passed, projections show the measures would eventually lower state revenues by more than $4 billion. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
BP says it will join a group of oil companies creating a containment system to handle future oil well blowouts in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that BP says it will give its competitors access to equipment that was used to kill its Macondo well in the Gulf.
After the Deepwater Horizon accident, four oil companies announced they would spend $1 billion forming the Marine Well Containment Company. ExxonMobil is leading the effort, which also includes Shell, Chevron, and Conoco. Originally, BP was conspicuously left out of the arrangement. But now that the company has effectively killed its blown-out Macondo well, BP says it wants to join the group and share some of its equipment and knowledge. By forming this new cleanup company, the oil giants hope to demonstrate that they can contain an accident like the Deepwater Horizon in the future. And they hope that will convince the government to lift its moratorium and allow them to return to drilling in the Gulf. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
U.S. stocks closed at their highest level since May. The Dow gained 145 points today. The Nasdaq rose 40. This is NPR News. Utah's Army National Guard commander is taking responsibility for a 4,300-acre wildfire that destroyed three homes in suburban Salt Lake City. Brian Tarbett says the Guard conducted live fire training on Sunday during high winds. He says the Guard should have checked to see if the National Weather Service had posted a high wind alert before carrying out the exercise. The fire forced 1,600 people to evacuate their homes. Lynyrd Skynyrd, the gym teacher who inspired the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, died today in his home. He was 77 years old. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that the unintended celebrity didn't change the man much.
Coach Lynyrd Skynyrd was little Gary Rossington's gym teacher at Robert E. Lee High School in the 1960s. It was against school rules for boys to have hair that touched their collars, so Skynyrd sent him to the principal. Rossington grew up to be a long-haired guitarist who named his band after his rule follower coach. Skynyrd reportedly never liked rock and roll music himself. After he retired from coaching, he opened several eponymous bars to capitalize on his celebrity. And though not a fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd, he eventually introduced the band at a concert in their hometown of Jacksonville, Florida. He died there early Monday morning. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Denver Broncos wide receiver Kenny McKinley is dead at the age of 23. There is no immediate word on the cause of death. McKinley is the third Broncos player to die in the past 3 years and the second pro football player to die this year. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington. Support